local doctor is a staple on bucolic TV shows. Galen Adams on Gunsmoke was the best doc around. He had the townspeople's undying, or sometimes dying, loyalty.
Well, I'm Doc Adams from Dodge.
You're a long way from Dodge, ain't you?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm going on to Cam Seaton. It's about 15 miles on south here. The horse kicked him in the chest. He's pretty bad hurt again.
Every small town wants to have a doctor. Well, those days are over.
Dr. Charles Hart is president and CEO of Regional Health, the primary medical provider for Western South Dakota. He takes a break during a medical conference in Rapid City to discuss today's realities of providing rural health care.
First of all, you don't have the number of people that can support a physician. Number two, a physician that's trained nowadays really can't provide the care he's been trained to do in a small town because you just don't have the resources there that they need to really practice what I would say would be the medicine that they've been taught.
Those resources include access to expensive diagnostic testing equipment and labs. But Hart says telemedicine is making it unnecessary in some cases for patients to have to be in the same room with a physician.
Almost any system that you can do in an ICU, we could now monitor somebody in the home with, because you've got those sorts of technological advances that are affordable and at the same time functional so that people can use them in their home and we can link them into our system.
Hart says patients with pacemakers can be monitored from a distance.
You can have a pacemaker be up in Faith, South Dakota, and you stick it onto your phone and it sends in what's happening and we look at it and say everything's working fine, don't need to be seen, keep everything it is, or oh no, you got some issues, we better have you seen.
Telemedicine can also alleviate one of the other drawbacks of rural medicine, as well as healthcare delivery in general, a shortage of physicians in certain disciplines.
There's an extreme shortage of psychiatrists. Okay, so the psychiatrist can be sitting in Rapid City, and we, through telemedicine, the patient can be interviewed, seen, doesn't need to be examined, but they just need to follow up to see, is the medication working, are you having side effects, do we need to treat the dosages? You can also do some counseling at the same time.
Hart says one reason for the shortage of certain doctors here in South Dakota is that the state has difficulty recruiting physicians. To help alleviate that problem, Governor Dennis Dugard has budgeted for an increased number of slots at USD Medical School for students from South Dakota who are more likely to stay in the state. Secretary of Health Deneen Hollingsworth says it's an expensive move, but necessary and effective. She says a previous budget added 4 slots a year for 4 years, and this year another 11 slots a year for 4 years.
When you add 44 and 16... that's 60 total. That's a tremendous increase in our capacity of our medical school.
Starting this coming summer, the Frontier and Rural Medicine, or FARM program, will put third-year medical students in a rural clinic in one of 5 communities, Millbank, Mobridge, Parkston, Platte, and Winter.
The clinical training has, for the most part, been in Sioux Falls, Rapid City, and Yankton. Now we'll have 6 third-year students spending 9 months immersed in rural communities, staying in that same community, living there, really becoming part of the community.
An existing program partners small communities with the state to reimburse tuition for doctors, PAs, and nurse practitioners who agree to practice for 3 years in communities with fewer than 10,000 residents. Primary care is not just scarce in rural areas. Regional CEO Charles Hart says Rapid City has difficulty keeping up with the number of people seeking services, in part because of the shortage of doctors in internal medicine. In the Black Hills, there's another issue affecting patients' access to medical care. Many of them can't afford it. Hart says charity care increased to $44 million last year, up from $28 million the year before.
That concerns me about what's the economic underpinnings of the Black Hills right now, and then we're seeing this many people having this kind of a difficulty pay for their health care.
South Dakota has a safety net for certain patients. Children are well tended through community health centers found in almost every county and through Medicaid and other programs.
Medicaid's extremely important for young babies. We know that Medicaid covers about half of all children in our state during the first year of life.
Kim Malsom-Risden is Secretary of Social Services.
You know, close to 70% of folks that are covered by the Medicaid program in South Dakota are children.
Medicaid also serves a large elderly population, one that is growing. Malsom-Risden says 56% of people in nursing homes rely on Medicaid, as do about 25% in assisted living. And Medicaid helps to pay for programs to keep elders in their homes.
Certainly what most people want, and that's to, you know, stay close to family and friends in their own homes. And so we're always looking for ways to make that a possibility.
Malsom-Risden says in a state with a vast geographic area and large pockets of sparse population, delivery of services demands innovation.
We see strategies like, you know, to provide dental care and other kinds of care, mobile clinics, where it's literally bringing the services in a vehicle out to communities.
Now that's the kind of medical practice Doc Adams could relate to.
Nobody keeps me from going where I'm needed.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.